Here comes Santa Claus, here comes Santa Claus, riding down Santa Claus Lane. Blitzen, blitzen, all here's a reindeer.
Hey, 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 welcome back again. I see you just couldn't resist another episode of Life of Ben, and just like I couldn't resist a little bit of Elvis Presley to start the show. Welcome back. Glad to have you here. Hope you all had a wonderful Thanksgiving. I decided to start the show with a little bit of Christmas music because Thanksgiving is over and the drive to the holiday season's underway. I couldn't believe I was at Kroger's the day after Halloween. And they were taking down the Halloween candy and putting up Christmas decorations. They completely skipped over Thanksgiving. Well, my Thanksgiving was wonderful, and I hope yours was too. I spent the weekend in Columbus and Marysville, spending time with Sean's family. We had Thanksgiving dinner at his sister Leah's house, and I brought the pies, as I told you last time. The turkey was wonderful. The dressing was delicious. The broccoli casserole was delicious. The corn was fantastic. Everything was wonderful. And Leah and her husband were great hosts. It was a good time. Had fun time reading stories with Leah and playing. I didn't read stories to Leah. How about I had a lot of fun reading stories to Sophie and had fun playing with all the other kids. And Lily was fantastic. And Zachary was fun. I didn't spend a whole lot of time with Nikki, but he looked like he was enjoying himself too. I hope wherever you guys are, you had a great Thanksgiving of your own. We also spent some time on Thanksgiving playing some cards, and I do have to say I won both the poker games, and Sean and I won a spades game. I wish I'd been in Vegas this week. Probably would have come away with a big pocket full of money, but oh well, all I came away with was a pocket full of good times. And I'll take that any day. Jacob was in a soccer tournament this weekend. He had two games on Saturday and a game on Sunday. They did well. Didn't have as much luck as they would have liked. They had one win, one loss, and one tie. Jacob played well. Today's game was a cold, rainy mess of a game that they won 4-1. Jacob played most of the game. I know he played the whole second half, and he was in most of the first half on the field in a variety of positions. He handled the ball well, served the ball up nicely, and really owned his position out there on the field. Congratulations to you, Jacob. Good tournament, good games, fun to watch, bit chilly, but we all handled it like the dedicated soccer fans we are. Saturday morning was the worst. We got up in the morning for an 8 o'clock game. We had to be there about 7. There was frost on the ground. It was freezing. The ball was bouncing all over the place. Couldn't stay warm. I hope we don't have too many more like that, but you never know. When you're trying to play soccer at the end of November in Ohio, anything can happen. Why they're not playing indoors right now, I don't know. As I'm recording this podcast, the Spartans are down in Florida playing basketball right now against Wichita State. And much to my surprise, I just checked the scoreboard there, and they're losing at halftime, 26-22. Come on, Spartans, you got to pull it out, make us proud, and somehow keep it going. We want you to come back with two wins from Florida under your belt. Speaking of basketball, I don't know what the Detroit Pistons were thinking. I'm not a huge Allen Iverson fan. I know he's a great ball player out there. But the Pistons have always been about team basketball. Even back to the Bad Boys in the 80s when I was a huge fan. It was a team game. And I don't know if he seems like a team player to me. I know he got in some trouble this week for not showing up at a practice and didn't get to start a game because of that. I think the Detroit Pistons might have wanted to remember this before they picked him up. It comes from his days in Philadelphia when he was a 76er and got in trouble there for a similar incident. Enjoy this listen.
We're talking about practice, man. I mean, how silly is that, man? We're talking about practice. I know I'm supposed to be there. I know I'm supposed to lead by example. I know that. And I'm not shoving it aside, you know, like it don't mean anything. I know it's important. I do. I honestly do. But we talking about practice, man. What are we talking about? Practice?
Practice? Yeah, you were talking about practice, and you were supposed to be at practice. It's a team sport. Practice is where you learn to play as a team, not as an individual. And you, Mr. Iverson, were supposed to be at practice. You seem to know the word. You don't seem to know what it's all about. Joe, I admire what you've done on the Pistons over the years, but what were you thinking? I wonder what would happen if one of Tom Izzo's players just decided they didn't want to show up for practice. Do you think they'd be playing the next game or the next week? I don't think so. Email. I've got email. I've got email. Please read it now. Email. I've got email. I've got email. Please read it now. Our first message today comes from Gramps, who I gave a bit of a hard time to last time because I couldn't understand everything he said in his email he'd sent. Well, he let me know with no uncertainty that everything he said in that email was perfectly understandable if I knew the shorthand lingo of internet chat. Well, I have to admit, Dad must be much hipper than I am because I had no idea what all those things said. But now that I've done a little research, I can tell you that his message made absolute sense when he wrote, what he really was saying is, these things take time. What I can do for everybody now is to reread Gramps' message, but this time putting in what it actually means. Hey, do I know you? You gotta be me. Not bad. A little more barking next time. These things take time. Enjoyed it thoroughly. Fell out of my chair laughing. How'll I know when you do another? Biscuit? Does that mean he's kind of puffy? See you all in California. Gramps. Now, while it makes sense that, a little more sense that time, you have to admit it's still a bit out there. So, Gramps, thanks for the message and thanks for interpreting that last one. Well, I heard from two different people who gave me a hard time about something I said in episode 5 where I was joshing Lee a little bit about encouraging Rachel to go to the U of M. And I replaced of with in, or in with of, or at with of. I used the wrong two-letter word and it had a very different meaning that I'm not going to get into. If you're wondering what it was and missed it, go back and listen again because I'm not repeating myself. To Jacob out there, well, sorry, buddy. If you don't want me to give you a hard time, then you got to come on here and talk for yourself, because until you do, I'm going to keep pressuring you. Did you see yourself on the cover art, Jacob? That's just for you. The most interesting email of the week came all the way from Singapore. Putnam sent me a message saying, "Thanks, Ben. Happy Thanksgiving to you as well. The filmmaking is going. I'm in pre-production on my second year film. This means a 10-minute narrative film to be shot in Singapore. The production phase begins officially on December 15th. This when I can check out equipment from the school. And the actual shoot will probably last 4 days, somewhere between then and December 22nd. Pre-production is an extremely busy, stressful time. I'm casting actors, finding locations, continuously revising the script, securing all the wardrobe and props and set dressing, rehearsing with actors, storyboarding, making a shot list, etc. The vast majority of the work you need to do in order to make a good film happens in pre-production. The story is about an unhappy American couple visiting a brothel in Singapore. It should be called a comedy, but in sort of an older sense of the word, since it isn't always meant to be funny. There's some extremely dark elements, I think. Although, honestly, I don't like saying that because I just feel like I'm giving an assessment of things. Anyway, it's been a difficult script and I'm still working on it. Last night, we had Thanksgiving dinner with Oliver Stone. He's been here the last couple of days teaching. That's been quite fun and funny because, well, all of a sudden, there's Oliver Stone standing in front of you, completely jet-lagged. The last 2 days with a well-rested Oliver Stone have been great. Any person who's made 20-odd feature films knows a thing or two about it. Hope you're doing well. Putnam. Putnam, it was wonderful to hear from you. Thanks for the message. Don't be a stranger and stay tuned to our broadcast here and keep in touch. My final message comes from Gabe, who said, "I finally found it." So congratulations, Gabe. You're the first of the students to find Life of Ben. Hope you enjoy it. And that's the last of our email messages today. If you want to hear your message on here, you got to send me one. You can send it to btziff@yahoo.com, or you can leave a message and comment right here at Podomatic. If you want to try to find me, I also recently registered on Skype. Don't have anyone else out there who has yet, so give me a holler if you are. I was just checking back in with the Spartans, and they did pull out the victory on the hardwood this afternoon, 65-57 over Wichita State. Marquise Gray, Kalen Lucas, and Darrell Summers all scored in double figures. Good job, guys. I'm excited to see the game on Wednesday against North Carolina, but you're going to have to bring your A game. I just had a phone call from Rachel, and she's ready for me to come over and read an essay of hers that she's sending off to Berkeley. So I'm going to sign out of here, head over and read that for her, and in honor of her sending out an application to UC Berkeley, here is their fight song. Catch y'all later. Bye.